Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to the New Year's Eve edition of the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk. Starting off with Active Energy Group, where you can see that shares have easily broken that July peak there at 1.12 pence. And while we're above that on an end of day close basis, we're looking forward hopefully to a January resistance line projection target from last year up to 1.7 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of next month. On to Ascent, which has been quietly improving itself in the background. Here we've got this converging triangle, which has been in place since beginning of the autumn. We just need to see the shares break through the top of the triangle there at 6.5 pence. End of day, end of week close above that, either this week or next week, we could see the shares finally breaking to the upside in a meaningful way. There's a top of the March trend channel there up to 15 pence as a 1 to 2 month target. We're quite confident already given the way that we had the shares gapping up through the 200 day moving average in October, which hopefully means that this triangle is a continuation move and we should see decent momentum behind the stock. Onto a stock which is sort of recovering again after a while of sort of retracement. Here we see a break of a December resistance line around the 3 pence level, and above that, looking for a pretty direct move up towards the top of that May trend channel at 4.5 pence. Only back below the floor of the channel there around 2.75 pence and recent support, really delaying the upside scenario. Also got the RSI pushing through neutral 50 to 53, which is normally a leading indicator on potential upside. Next up, a stock which I've seen one or two people get excited about on social media, Corcel. And the reason for being excited technically is the break above the 50-day moving average and also the break of that September resistance line there around the 0.9 pence level. At least while we're above the 50-day line, looking forward hopefully to an August resistance line projection, obviously a retest of September resistance through towards 1.6 pence. So reasonable risk reward situation looks to be on tap there. Stock which I enjoyed when I interviewed the company a few weeks back, Deep Verge. Here we've got a break as well of a resistance line near term one from October in this case. That was at 28 pence. And while we're above 28 pence, looking forward hopefully to the top of the October trend channel as high as 41 or maybe 42 pence as soon as the end of next month. Ideally, there's no break back below 25 pence, which is the November uptrend line. Moving along to another situation which seems to be rather bullish at the moment, possibly even more bullish, and that's Kistos. Doing really well, even though there's obviously been no deal done at all, but investors putting one and one together and coming up with about 20 at the moment, which is nice. Here we've got a rising trend channel on the daily chart. While the shares, well, we already had a break of the initial resistance there around £1.43, but while they remain above yesterday's high at £1.55 on an end-of-day close basis, we're looking for a target here up towards £2.10 or even £2.20. At the top of the November trend channel. So a very encouraging looking chart indeed. The only slight negative is that the shares are overbought with an RSI of 83, but the way the momentum is going at the moment, who cares? On to a stock which I forgot to include yesterday, Landor Resources. And here the technical interest is that we've got the shares just approaching recent resistance in the upper 20s, that peak in October, right on the 30 pence level. But the view here is that we've already had the break. We broke that to October resistance line around the 22 pence level. And while we're above 22, we should hopefully be on the way to a 50 pence target at that March resistance line projection. If you are cautious about the shares, then obviously you could wait for a clearance of 30 pence on an end-of-day close basis before considering pressing the buy button. Next stock is one that doesn't get much airplay, but here it is today, Mineral and Financial Investments, just breaking a trend line here after months of consolidation, which is normally a good thing or a good sign. Here we've got a line of resistance from November last year, and that was around the 9.5 pence level. While we're above that on an end of day close basis, and hopefully with a weekly close today above that resistance line, the target here initially over the next month or so as high as 16 pence. Moving on to a stock which I covered quite a few times but never quite taken off until hopefully now. Here we've got an extended consolidation for Nkon Daisy. We had even a bear trap, final bear trap there just below 3 pence at the beginning of October. But now we've finally bounced off the 50-day moving average and also broken a line of resistance from November around the 4.7 pence level. While we hold above the 50-day line at 4.3, we could head up towards the February resistance line there I've drawn at 8 pence over the next 1 to 2 months. The ideal scenario is that we don't fall back below that November resistance line at 4.7 pence ahead of an ongoing breakout. Speaking of ongoing breakouts, we've got Pensana, which is, along with Kistos, been a real highlight in terms of the IPOs this year. Beautiful gap there through resistance over the last few sessions, which is normally a very strong sign. And the view is that while there's no end of day close back below the top of the gap at 100 pence, we could head as high as a new target here up towards that August resistance line projection at £1.60, hopefully by the end of February. If you're cautious, maybe you'd wait for a break of 120 again on an end of day close basis. But with that gap there yet to be filled, we're looking at a very strong situation indeed. One of the more controversial stocks of the year has been Remote Monitored Systems, and it's just trying to regroup at the moment, I would say. Looking at the daily chart here, you can see that there's an uptrend line there from September. That support line currently running through the 1.2 pence level, and while we're above that, hopefully we could hit that resistance line there from the end of November up towards the 2.1 pence area, just shy of the 50-day moving average, and hopefully that will be seen by the end of next month. Be cautious on the stock, either wait for a break back above that 1.55 level for November neckline support, or the 20-day moving average at 1.74, just letting that come down and catch up with the share price. Just a couple of shares to go now. First one is Vela, where we've been also waiting a long time for the shares to regroup and deliver their next leg to the upside. Current situation is looking quite encouraging. We've broken back above RSI 50, which, as I said, tends to be a decent leading indicator. Very strong looking candle today, and also broken up above the recent high at 0.074. End of day close above the recent resistance could be just enough to get the shares up to the top of that November trend channel at 0.11 for the shares. If you are cautious, maybe you'd wait for a break above the 50-day line and that November resistance line around the 0.08 pence level. Finishing off with Extract, which looks like it's finally delivered a fresh buy signal in terms of a trend line break. We've had a bit of consolidation this month, but breaking 1.6 pence has broken that September resistance line. And while we're above the floor of the rising trend channel from back in June at 1.5 pence, we're looking hopefully towards a June resistance line projection there as high as 3 pence, hopefully by the end of February. That's it from me today. Have a happy New Year holiday, and see you again next week.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.